Hola amigos, porque ustedes me lo pidieron, en esta clase vamos a trabajar con los 100 verbos frasales más usados, los más importantes del inglés. Estos que vas a utilizar y vas a escuchar en cualquier conversación que escuches de este idioma. Antes de que iniciemos con este tema tan importante, quiero que recuerdes lo siguiente. Un verbo frasal, un phrasal verb, se compone de un verbo más una preposición. Por ejemplo, call off, go up, come back. Estos son verbos frasales. No los traduzcas por separado porque no tendrían sentido. Si tú buscas call, significa llamar. Sin embargo, con la preposición of, call off, ya es un phrasal verb que tiene un significado muy distinto, que significa cancelar. He aquí la importancia de este tema con el que vamos a trabajar y principalmente a practicar en esta clase. Quiero que recuerdes lo siguiente. Cuando utilizamos los verbos frasales con nombres y pronombres, hay una regla muy sencilla que tienes que seguir y es la siguiente. Antes quiero que identifiques la diferencia entre nombre y pronombre. Nombre es aquel que utilizamos, válgase la redundancia, para nombrar personas o cosas. Por ejemplo, John, Mary, Apple. Si en lugar de estos nombres quiero utilizar un pronombre, porque pronombre literalmente significa en lugar del nombre, entonces utilizaría yo estos. He, she, it. Cuando utilizamos los verbos frasales con nombres, sucede lo siguiente. Aquí es donde tienes que tener mucha atención. Ambos enunciados significan completamente lo mismo. Aquí lo que quiero que tengas muy presente es lo siguiente. Cuando utilizamos un nombre con un phrasal verb que se pueda separar, el nombre lo puedes poner en medio del phrasal verb, como en el primer ejemplo, o puede ir después del phrasal verb completo. ¿Okay? Esos son los dos casos que ocurren con los verbos frasales. Pero si vas a utilizar el verbo frasal con un pronombre, entonces el pronombre, el único lugar donde lo debes colocar es en medio del phrasal verb, ¿ok? No puede ir al final. Ejemplo, I'll put it off, lo pospondré. Muy bien, una vez dicho esto, iniciemos con esta práctica de los verbos frasales más importantes del inglés. I want you to repeat after me so you can practice the pronunciation and the meaning of these phrasal verbs. Are you ready? Let's just get started. They decided to put the wedding off. They decided to put the wedding off. They decided to put the wedding off. To break up. She's just broken up with her boyfriend. She's just broken up with her boyfriend. She's just broken up with her boyfriend. To call off. The wedding was called off at the last minute. The wedding was called off at the last minute. The wedding was called off at the last minute. To give up. To give up. I give up. Tell me the answer. I give up. Tell me the answer. I give up. Tell me the answer. To catch up. I missed 3 classes, so I need to catch up. I missed 3 classes, so I need to catch up. I missed 3 classes. So I need to catch up. To come across. Yesterday, I came across with my friend Tom. Yesterday, I came across with my friend Tom. Yesterday, I came across with my friend Tom. To come back. Go away and never come back. Go away and never come back. To come in. Please come in and take a seat. Please come in and take a seat. Please, come in and take a seat. To come over. Would you like to come over for lunch tomorrow? Would you like to come over for lunch tomorrow? Would you like to come over for lunch tomorrow? To grow up. I grew up in a small town. I grew up in a small town. I grew up in a small town. To turn in. She turned herself in to the authorities. She turned herself in to the authorities. She turned herself in to the authorities. To run out of. To run out of. I am running out of money. I am running out of money. I am running out of money. To throw away. Don't throw it away. Don't throw it away. Don't throw it away. Don't throw it away. To work out. I try to work out twice a week. I try to work out twice a week. To turn down. The company turned down my job application. The company turned down my job application. The company turned down my job application. To take after. I take after my father. I take after my father. I take after my father. To tell off. To tell off. My father told me off for lying. My father told me off for lying. My father told me off for lying. To slow down. Slow down. Slow down. Slow down. To shut up. Shut up and listen to me. Shut up and listen to me. Shut up and listen to me. To show off. To show off. He's always showing off to his friends. He's always showing off to his friends. He's always showing off to his friends. To run into. I ran into Anna in the park. I ran into Anna in the park. I ran into Anna in the park. To get over. She cannot get over that illness. She cannot get over that illness. She cannot get over that illness. To get on well. Do you get on well with your classmates? Do you get on well with your classmates? To get away with. He couldn't get away with it. He's in jail. He couldn't get away with it. He's in jail. He couldn't get away with it. He's in jail. To get on. Get on the bus. Get on the bus. Get on the bus. To get off. Get off the train. Get off the train. Get off the train. To fill in. To fill in. Please fill in this form. Please fill in this form. To find out. How did you find out about the party? How did you find out about the party? How did you find out about the party? To end up. To end up. We ended up in Paris. We ended up in Paris. We ended up in Paris. To eat out. Jenny invited me 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 to eat out. To eat up. Eat up your vegetables. Eat up your vegetables. Eat up your vegetables. To cut down on. I think you should cut down on sugar. I think you should cut down on sugar. I think you should cut down on sugar. To cheer up. To cheer up. Cheer up. Life is beautiful. Cheer up. Life is beautiful. To carry out. The police is carrying out the investigation. The police is carrying out the investigation. The police is carrying out the investigation. To break down. To break down. My car broke down this morning. My car broke down this morning. To go on. To go on. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? To come up with. To come up with. Kevin came up with an amazing idea. Kevin came up with an amazing idea. Kevin came up with an amazing idea. To get over something. To get over something. Don't worry, you'll get over this. Don't worry, you will get over this. Don't worry, you will get over this. To take off. The plane took off 3 hours late. The plane took off 3 hours late. Next. To keep to. To keep to. I think we should keep to our original plan. I think we should keep to our original plan. I think we should keep to our original plan. I think we should keep to our original plan. To keep up. You run too fast. I can't keep up. You run too fast. I can't keep up. You run too fast. I can't keep up. To pull over. Just pull over here. I'll walk the rest of the way. Just pull over here. I'll walk the rest of the way. Just pull over here. I'll walk the rest of the way. To make up. I think you made up the whole story. 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 To make up for. No amount of money can make up for the death of a child. No amount of money can make up for the death of a child. No amount of money can make up for the death of a child. To turn up. This job turned up just when I needed it. This job turned up just when I needed it. This job turned up just when I needed it. To turn out. The party turned out to be a huge disappointment. The party turned out to be a huge disappointment. The party turned out to be a huge disappointment. To look after. She always looks after her grandmother. She always looked after her grandmother. She always looks after her grandmother. To take over. When he died, his son took over as CEO. When he died, his son took over as CEO. When he died, his son took over as CEO. To look out. Look out when you're crossing streets. 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 To watch out. To watch out. Watch out for thieves around here. Watch out for thieves around here. Watch out for thieves around here. To get by. How can he get by on so little money? How can he get by on so little money? How can he get by on so little money? To run away. He ran away from home when he was only 12. He ran away from home when he was only 12. He ran away from home when he was only 12. To keep away. Keep away from me. Keep away from me. Keep away from me. To go away. Go away and leave me alone. Go away and leave me alone. Go away and leave me alone. To look forward. To look forward. I always look forward to seeing my parents. I always look forward to seeing my parents. I always look forward to seeing my parents. To check in. As soon as I got to the airport, I checked in. As soon as I got to the airport, I checked in. To check out. Please remember to leave your room keys at reception when you check out. Please remember to leave your room keys at reception when you check out. Please remember to leave your room keys at reception when you check out. Please remember to leave your room keys at reception when you check out. To join in. We're playing a game. Why don't you join in? We're playing a game. Why don't you join in? We're playing a game. Why don't you join in? To fill out. Please fill out the application form and send it to us. Please fill out the application form and send it to us. To be over. Time is over. Time is over. Time is over. To leave out. You can leave the butter out of this recipe if you're on a low-fat diet. You can leave the butter out of this recipe if you're on a low-fat diet. You can leave the butter out of this recipe if you're on a low-fat diet. To work out. Make sure you drink plenty of water if you are working out. Make sure you drink plenty of water if you are working out. Make sure you drink plenty of water if you are working out. Make sure you drink plenty of water if you are working out. Make sure you drink plenty of water if you are working out. To turn on. Turn on the TV, please. Turn on the TV, please. Turn off. Turn off the TV, please. Turn off the TV, please. To point out. She wanted to point out that it wasn't her fault. She wanted to point out that it wasn't her fault. She wanted to point out that it wasn't her fault. To sort out. We sorted out a lot of problems today. We sorted out a lot of problems today. We sorted out a lot of problems today. To hand out. The teacher asked me to hand out the worksheets. The teacher asked me to hand out the worksheets. The teacher asked me to hand out the worksheets. To try out. The company is trying out a new computer system. The company is trying out a new computer system. To try on. Try on the shoes to see if they fit. Try on the shoes to see if they fit. Try on the shoes to see if they fit. Try on the shoes to see if they fit. To put on. Put your shoes on. Put your shoes on. Put your shoes on. To take off. It was warm, so I took off my jacket. It was warm, so I took off my jacket. It was warm, so I took off my jacket. I put on 2 kilograms in the last month. I put on 2 kilograms in the last month. I put on 2 kilograms in the last month. I put on 2 kilograms in the last month. To go off. The lights went off in several villages because of the storm. The lights went off in several villages because of the storm. To calm down. Calm down. There's no point in getting angry. Calm down. There's no point in getting angry. Calm down. There's no point in getting angry. To shut down. The company plans to shut down 4 factories. The company plans to shut down 4 factories. To write down. If I don't write it down, I'll forget it. If I don't write it down, I'll forget it. If I don't write it down, I'll forget it. To bring up. She's always bringing up her health problems. She's always bringing up her health problems. She's always bringing up her health problems. To clean up. I have to clean things up before the guests arrive. I have to clean things up before the guests arrive. I have to clean things up before the guests arrive. To start over. You'll have to start over. You'll have to start over. You'll have to start over. To a shop. Go a shop, your dinner's ready. Go a shop, your dinner's ready. Go a shop, your dinner's ready. To take up. This desk takes up too much room. This desk takes up too much room. This desk takes up too much room. To screw up. Just don't screw up this time. Just don't screw up this time. To save up. She's saving up for a new bike. She's saving up for a new bike. She's saving up for a new bike. To clear up. To clear up. I hope it clears up in time for the picnic. I hope it clears up in time for the picnic. I hope it clears up in time for the picnic. To blow up. My dad blew up when he saw the bill. My dad blew up when he saw the bill. My dad blew up when he saw the bill. To put up with. I don't know why she puts up with him. I don't know why she puts up with him. I don't know why she puts up with him. To wave back. I waved to her and she waved back. I waved to her and she waved back. I waved to her and she waved back. To look back on. One day we'll look back on this and laugh. One day we'll look back on this and laugh. One day we'll look back on this and laugh. One day we'll look back on this and laugh. To pay back. If you borrow money, you have to pay it back. If you borrow money, you have to pay it back. If you borrow money, you have to pay it back. To have back. Can I have my pen back? Can I have my pen back? To hurry up. Hurry up or we will never make it in time. Hurry up or we will never make it in time. Hurry up or we will never make it in time. To pick up. Can you pick me up at the train station? Can you pick me up at the train station? Can you pick me up at the train station? To look for. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? What are you looking for? To tell on. Don't tell on us. Don't tell on us. Don't tell on us. To walk off. You can't just walk off and leave me here. You can't just walk off and leave me here. You can't just walk off and leave me here. You can't just walk off and leave me here. Be about or to be about. When we arrived, the ceremony was about to begin. When we arrived, the ceremony was about to begin. When we arrived, the ceremony was about to begin. To be out of. We are out of onions for supper. We are out of onions for supper. We are out of onions for supper. Bien amigos, esta es la práctica que hemos tenido acerca de los 100 verbos frasales más importantes en inglés. Puedes repasarlos una y otra vez porque son tan comunes en cada conversación que tienen los nativos. Repasa estos ejemplos que los he tomado de el diccionario Cambridge, son en contexto. Pero sobre todo te voy a recomendar que cambies, que útil, una vez que ya hayas practicado con estos ejemplos, que tú formes tus propios ejemplos para que tu aprendizaje sea más significativo. Que tengas un bonito día. Nos vemos en la siguiente clase. No te olvides dejarme un like y compartir este video.